Joshua 21. Well, here you've got a list of the towns that were given to the Levites, and it's continually said that the Levites didn't have any inheritance. All the other tribes were given their area where they could inherit, but the Levites didn't have that. They were to focus upon God's word and teaching God's word and encouraging others to worship God according to God's word and to focus upon the things of God. And sure, they were given some areas where they could live, but they didn't actually own that land in the sense that the other tribes did, who could pass it on as an inheritance to their children. Now, in the New Testament, we're told that we are the Levites. We are a holy priesthood. All of us are a royal priesthood, Peter says. So we are to live in the spirit of the Levites, not concerned with building up our own inheritance on this earth, but focusing on God's things, on serving God. Under the Old Covenant, I suppose people tended to think, well, yep, I'm not a specialist, leave it to the Levites, they'll sort of do my religion for me. Well, no, that was not really the intention then at all, and it's certainly not the intention now to think, well, I shall leave all the spiritual stuff to my priest, my pastor, the pastoral team. I'm just a little nobody. I just go to church now and again. No, you see, we are all called to far more than that, to be the Levites, to be the priests, all of us, to take responsibility not only for ourselves but to others. So they spoke to the Levites in Shiloh, saying, Yahweh commanded Moses to give us cities to dwell in with their suburbs for our livestock. So the children of Israel gave to the Levites out of their inheritance these cities with their suburbs. Well, the fact the Levites had to come to the other Israelites and say, come on, give us our towns, I think that shows that Israel were not exactly very keen to do this. And all the way through the Old Testament, you see that really they didn't support the Levites. And so the Levites didn't focus on studying the scriptures. Don't forget, most people couldn't read or write. So the only access you had to God's law was through the Levites reading it to you and explaining it to you. But they weren't funded to do that generally because the tribes didn't generally, I don't think, give their tithes to the Levites. They didn't give them the towns even they were supposed to give them. And the ones they did give them were not very good. They were up in the mountains or in areas that they hadn't even conquered. Now, although they're supposed to have drawn lots for these towns, it does seem to me, looking at many of them, that they were out in the middle of nowhere, up in the mountains, or, as I say, in areas that had not even been taken from the Canaanites. So they were not really giving them very much at all. Contrast that with David's attitude when he said, I will not serve God with that which cost me nothing. And I think that's the mistake they were making. They were giving these towns to the Levites, which actually didn't cost them much because they didn't really want them anyway. So as I say, if you go through a lot of these places, well, yeah, that is the impression you get. If you look at these names and try to find them on a map and have a bit of a search around and think where they might actually have been, they were generally, as I say, in those kind of areas. So, in summary, we're told, Yahweh gave to Israel all the land which he promised to give to their fathers. They possessed it and lived in it. Well, yeah, he gave them the land, but as we're going to see from the beginning of the book of Judges, they did not actually possess all of it because they just possessed the bits they wanted to. Nothing failed of any good thing which Yahweh had spoken to the house of Israel or came to pass. Well, God gave them, yes, the land. And Joshua, who has the same name as Jesus, he wasn't Jesus, because Jesus didn't exist in Old Testament times, but Joshua had won all the battles, like Jesus overcame sin on the cross, but they generally didn't make good. But potentially, they were given it all, and God from his side did all that he said he would. And it's the same with us getting into the kingdom. God has done all that he said he would, but they were going to complain that, oh, well, we can't
possess there because there the Canaanites have got chariots of iron, or we can't go there, the Canaanites are really strong, or we can't this, we can't that. And when they did get some victory over the Canaanites, we're told they just made them their slaves, rather than actually killing them and possessing their territory. So God has done all things for us. He's given us the kingdom, but we've got to actually want to be there. We've got to actually want to take it, rather than just being satisfied with a very low-level life like they were. That, oh yeah, well, I got my bit of farmland for the moment. Today, I'm okay, so that's it. I'm not going to bother thinking of anything longer term. And this is exactly the problem with people today. Whether they are clever or not clever, whether they are rich or poor, fat or thin, we all tend to have the same attitude, that I'm okay today, so I won't think about tomorrow. But we've got to adopt God's perspective and look beyond the very narrow limits and horizons of this life to what is really possible for us.